Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning, as I always like to call it. It makes it sound like the weekend's a little bit closer. And joining us in studio, as she is here, the third Thursday of every month, we have Rachel Rose from the Coffeyville Public Library. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing today?
Doing very good.
It's good to have you in. And before we get to a few of the things you wanted to talk about, you guys opened back to normal hours this past Saturday, correct?
Yes. So we opened the majority of our hours back in mid-June, but then we delayed Saturday reopenings just to see how many people we were seeing on a daily basis, and was like, well, it's worth opening back up normal hours. That way people are able to, you know, if they're working throughout the week, they can come on Saturday and come visit us.
At their own leisure now. But yeah. Still, do you guys still have a few restrictions going on coming to the library, though?
Yeah, we do. So we're not letting people hang out for long periods of time, but like we had been when we first reopened. You know, we aren't able to let people read the newspapers. We usually get area newspapers and, you know, Kansas City and Tulsa, and it's sad because a lot of people like to hang out for an hour or two and read newspapers, but we don't have a way to sanitize the newspapers, so we're not letting people do that. People are allowed to use a computer for an hour, but we're not extending that time because we had to stagger our computers so they're 6 feet apart.
Right.
So not all of them are operational right now. So a few restrictions, and we are requiring masks to come in since the governor's edict thing. So mandate.
Right.
Edict sounds wrong. That's actually not edict. Mandate.
Yes. Yeah.
We have a few restrictions, but people are more than welcome to come and visit the library.
Absolutely. And it's a fun place to go. You can get lots of books there, lots of movies as well. Mm-hmm. So you can get the whole gamut there, actually, and also a few video games.
Just got some new video games.
Yeah, and
too.
I need to bring mine. I keep forgetting to bring it in. I mean, I got it right before the pandemic when everything shut down. So my kids have been really happy because they've been able to play Lego Jurassic World forever. I told them, guys, I got to take it back. I'm probably pretty a little overdue on it right now. So,
so. Yeah, we are with returns and everything. We're doing something kind of odd. All returns have to go into our outside book drop behind the library so we can quarantine stuff and, you know, disinfect everything. So even though your movies or video games will have a little note that say, please don't put this in a book drop.
Right.
We're allowing it.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask about that. It does say don't use the book drop, but we can go ahead and drop the video games and movies into that drop.
Just because
that way you can kind of sanitize it before you put it back out. So yeah, that's totally understandable. My kids will be a little sad, but what they don't know, I'm going to get that game for them for Christmas.
So even though we are requiring masks, if you don't have a mask, we have one to give to you.
We've been
so with the CARES Act, they put aside some money for museums and libraries, the Institute of Museums and Libraries, and we will be reimbursed for all of the PPE that we purchase, you know, disinfectant and stuff. So it's like, okay, we can afford this, so we can purchase several. And if you don't have a mask, we can provide one to
you. Awesome. That's really good. And that'll help out some people that may not have a mask as well.
Yes.
Well, coming up, you do have a few things coming up. And in fact, one today, you have a performer will be there today, correct?
Yes. We haven't had any in-person performers at all, but I think the maximum number of people you can have all together is like 30 roughly. So the maximum that we're allowing to come in person to this event is 20, just so we don't go over the limit at all.
Right.
But we will also have it playing on Facebook Live as well. So this one is it's called Telltale Science, and the performer comes from OK Mad Science. We've had them for the last 3 years, and the kids really, really enjoy the performers because they do all sorts of science projects and they explain how things are happening. It's really, really cool.
Science is cool. I love science. Yeah. That was one of my favorite subjects in school, was because it was just so interesting to see how stuff actually worked, and you're just like, I never even thought of that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's going to be today. And then you have, another different performer on Monday, or is it also OK Mad Science?
It's a different performer. It's actually a magician. So it's going to be a magic show. His show is called Magic, Myth, and Mirth. Mm-hmm. So it should be really cool. We've never had him before, but he comes with, you know, great reviews. And the last time we had a magic show of some sort, it was maybe 2 years ago, and the kids really liked it because, you know, they're trying to figure out, you know, right. How did you do that? Magician never reveals his secrets.
Exactly. I mean, even to this day, with me being 42 years old, I'm just, someone will have me like, what? How? Where'd it go?
Kind of like that movie, Now You See Me. I really like that. Even though you know all the magic is fake, it's like, that's really cool.
What just happened? Like the shows on TV, magic shows on TV where the guy like wears the mask because he said, you know, they say magicians don't reveal their secrets. So he like conceals his identity so that, and he gives away all the secrets. And it's like, I kind of like watching that, but at the same time, I kind of don't like watching it because there's some trick.
Yeah,
because there's some tricks I still don't get, but then there's others I'm just like, how'd that happen again? So I mean the sawing one still always gets me. I know how it works, but still though, it's still interesting, especially when you see like when they saw them apart, you still see the legs moving. I know it's like probably either somebody else in there or they're moving it somehow, but it's to me, I'm just like, oh, I hope they never make a mistake.
So today's performer is at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then on Monday, the magic show is at 4:30 p.m.
Okay, so that'll be really cool. And you said those will both be on Facebook Live as well?
Yes, they're both in person. We're limiting the attendance to the in-person attendance to 20 people, but it will, we are going to be filming it live as well.
So, all right, so
just, you know, for those who can't make it in person, they can still enjoy the show.
Absolutely. And of course, with anything that goes Facebook Live, it stays on your page pretty much forever. So if you don't get to get a chance to watch live, or your kids don't get a chance to watch it live, it will still be on the library's page that you can go watch it later and enjoy it anytime you want to at your own leisure. So but again, that will be today, so be sure to head on over there. Again, lots of books, movies, games, just lots of stuff over there. So are both sides of the library open? Is the children's library open as well as the main library?
Both sides are open. With the children's side, we had to, you know, take out all of the toys.
Ones can get things dirty very quickly,
and especially when they put stuff in the mouth. All the toys and stuff have been taken out, but you're still welcome to go in there and, you know, pick out books with your kid. All the kids' movies are over there. You know, the kid audiobooks and everything is over there. So yeah, check that out.
All right. So again, get on over there today. And what are your hours? And how can people get a hold of you guys?
So our hours are back to normal. So Monday to Thursday is 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, what was the other question?
How can they get a hold of you guys?
How you can get a hold of us?
Yeah. You're fine.
Okay, so our phone number is 251-1370. So you can call the library. You can also message us. You can check out our website, coffeevillepl.org, and you can look at all of the staff members' emails in order to, like, if you have a reference question, or if you have a question about a program, you can contact me or the children's librarian, and or if you need to get a hold of the director, her email is up there too. But you can also contact us through Facebook. We actively monitor our Facebook page, and so if you message us through there, we, you know, try to reply to you within the hour.
Absolutely. And I think I've done that before. And also, you guys get pictures up pretty quickly after an event. I remember after the Harry Potter one that I brought my kid to, it was like your pictures were up like nearly the next day. So
we try to make sure, you know, things are rapidly. I mean, you know, if you don't take pictures, it's like it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. So. Pictures or didn't happen. So, all right. Well, Rachel, I thank you so much for coming in today. It's good to see the library back open to normal hours, and I'll have to drop the game off. And I may come out there and get a book. I've been... you know, finishing up Jurassic Park. I own that book. It shows you how old my version of it is. Mm-hmm. It still says on the front, soon to be a major motion picture.
Yeah.
So that's how old my copy of it is. And I'm wanting to read The Lost World again. I don't know if you guys have that out there. If there's a book maybe that you guys don't have, is there any way to maybe find out how to get it?
Absolutely. So if we don't have something in-house, our interlibrary loan service is back operational. It's been operational for about maybe a month now. Mm-hmm. I might be off on how long. But we can... So we have two methods of interlibrary loan. One is area libraries in the Southeast Kansas area. And if it's in the Southeast Kansas area, we usually get it within a week.
Okay.
If it's outside Southeast Kansas, you know, Northeast, you know, all over the state of Kansas, then it may take, the most I've seen something take was maybe 3 weeks.
Okay.
So.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have that in, but I'll have to come check it out and see if you have it, because I definitely, even though I've read it before, it's like I'm wanting to read it again because it's like my kids have been playing so much Lego Jurassic World.
Kind of books.
Yes, exactly. I've read Jurassic Park 10,000 times, so and it's still exciting to me every time I read it. So, all right, well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming in today. It's good to hear the library back open to regular business hours. So get on out there to the library, and again, I appreciate you coming out here today and spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday.